Old and in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. As we tell it like it is. The way it was back then and the mess we're in now.
We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and I hate to remind you, with limited time left. We've got some practical ideas that might work for you.
And we definitely have some opinions that you might have too.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming.
And if you're young, maybe you can learn something from your elders. Supposedly we're wise, but we've definitely been there and done that. I was reading an online article about things that have changed since the so-called boomers. And you and I have hit on many of these changes in our podcasts.
Yes, we have.
But there are a few we missed, apparently.
Sure. One or two.
Yeah, right. But grammar is going to hell. I try to teach my grandchildren and great-grandchildren, but I don't correct adults. Lay and lie, for instance. A chicken lays an egg. You lie in bed. It's hopeless.
It is.
And the way kids say, me and Tommy. No, Tommy and I. But this article says that nobody cares anymore.
Oh, I care. Well, I was an English teacher.
Yeah. And have you seen deterioration?
All the time. Especially in, I'm sorry, but our area where we live, I hear it all the time. And I just have to keep my mouth shut.
Okay, we're in rural Wisconsin.
Okay, you gave it away.
Full disclosure. Yeah. Well, not only do people not care, but, and I think you were talking about this earlier, kids don't learn cursive writing.
That's right. You know, I wrote my grandchildren a little, each one a letter of explaining all the places I was or were.
Well,
I don't know who will understand that. When I was knitting their afghans. And my granddaughter said, well, I really enjoyed mine because you wrote it in print and I could read it easily. And my grandson said, I had a really hard time reading it, but I got through it. It was in cursive. And I was like, what?
This can happen this quickly?
Yeah. And I just heard the other day that there's a motion going on in the school district to reinstate cursive. But I know in our Montessori schools, we start cursive in first grade, and the kids love it.
Really?
Yeah, because when you are learning how to write, your hand doesn't just stop when you're making, when you're drawing a letter. You know, they think of it as drawing, and in print you have to stop everything. And so in cursive it's just very smooth, and your hand doesn't stop till the end of a word. Whereas when you are using print, all the letters get stuck all together, and you can't tell where one word ends and the other begins oftentimes. A little English lesson.
That's
there.
Much more than I had reckoned for when I asked you that. But, well, texting, they say, has also led to the end of punctuation.
And letter writing.
Well, yeah, and letter writing. I mean, these things, I have letters that our mother wrote to us.
I do too.
When she was living in Florida. They usually started with, oh, my back is giving me trouble.
Yeah, but we could read it. I mean, these kids that don't know cursive, are they going to be able to read the Declaration of Independence?
It was only a year or two that I switched to a cell phone, but most people nowadays just don't have landlines anymore, do you?
I still have the old telephone book. You know why? I just used it this morning.
To find other people's numbers.
No, they don't have those landlines either. To find out their addresses. I wanted to write a thank you card, which is probably out the window. I wanted to write a thank you card, and I didn't know the lady's address. So I looked in the old, old phone book, and there she was with the address.
Yeah, we have kept our old phone books, too, for whatever reason, that kind of thing. Let's see. They had mentioned that modern people watch streaming shows instead of having cable.
Okay, well,
we
full
do that.
Disclosure, I don't even know what streaming means.
Well, isn't like that horrible? Netflix or Prime?
Well, I've heard of Netflix and Prime. I don't know how to do it. We just have a dish, it's called.
Yeah.
And where we live out in the country, that's all we can get.
Really?
I mean, I think we could get Netflix or something, but we don't want to add to all the price.
Well, you might find it's cheaper. Considerably cheaper.
Maybe.
If Mike finds out, then you're going to change.
Yeah.
Let's see. They mentioned that nowadays more and more people are practicing, well, we'll say cohabitation before marriage.
Oh, no. Oh, yes.
Right. Well, we lived together for 17 years before we got married.
Well, we've been living together for 23 years now.
Well, you are more modern than I am, I guess. Let's see. What other things?
I just want to say that some people at our age don't get married because...
For various reasons.
Yeah, for financial reasons or other reasons. I mean, I would love to get married by the church, but not the state. And a lot of older people are like that.
Huh.
Because they want to be married in the eyes of God, but not the government.
That's something I'd never thought about. God, what was I going to say about that?
I don't know. You lived together how many years before you got married?
17,
yeah.
As I said. And then it was more of a financial thing. Oh, I know what I was going to say. We have friends who, they've been a couple for a long time, and they lived in separate homes, but, you know, they were very, very close. They thought, we're going to finally get married, and they had me take an engagement picture. And then they talked to a lawyer who said, don't do this. If one of you get sick or ill, you know, both of your properties will be in danger,
shoot.
And both of your resources. And so they just said, okay, not going to happen then.
Yeah, a variety of reasons, like you said.
Well, let's see about this. Do you order online instead
yes.
of going to, like, a mall?
Like a brick and mortar?
Yeah.
Well, I like to go to a brick and mortar. However, it's 25, 30 miles away from me.
Yeah.
And so it's easier to just sit down with the computer on my lap. And plus, you know, I can get things within a day or two.
Yeah. Yeah, I order stuff online. Too. And I have a banking arrangement whereby if I have a certain number of charges, then I'm making some money. So it's a, you know.
Well, are you waiting for the day when the, the little plane comes over? What's that called?
Oh, a little, I wanted to call it a blurb, but it's not. It's one of the, a drone.
Yes, a drone. Yeah, when the drones come.
If you hadn't said cute, I would have come up with a drone. and drop whatever. Let's see. I don't balance my checking account.
I do.
Because of internet banking. I bank online and I just look on, you know.
I write checks. I never have ever used an ATM. I would not know how. And I really worried about it when we were going overseas because I was told that some places you need to just have a debit card, which I don't have either. So I just basically use cash and a checkbook.
Hmm. Well, those are the two things that apparently are not going to be useful in the future. I live in the country, but I was in Minneapolis, and we were in a little food store, specialty food store, and they didn't accept cash.
Yeah, there are stores like that.
But I almost never write a check. Don't keep a lot of cash on me.
I just switched banks because they were charging me for my checks. So I just switched to a bank that doesn't, at my age, they offer, like, senior citizens no monthly deposit, not monthly fee, and no checks. That would be
that's interesting.
Something that I had to pay for, free checking.
Yeah, I've never heard of that, but
for me, it works.
Yeah, I like the online banking. I can see where my money goes, and I'm the one who figures out our monthly bills, so I can go back and see how much I spent on various things. Let's see, what else has changed? I no longer use a paper map, and we totally skipped the GPS device that people have in their cars, and I just use my phone, you know, and it works.
Mike and I were going on a motorcycle trip out west, and I wanted to entertain the grandchildren by giving them like a couple of clues of something that I saw on the way. Mm-hmm. And then they could figure out where we were.
Cute idea.
Well, it only took them about 3 seconds because they used
oh no,
they used the internet. They didn't get out a map.
That's funny. What about ironing? Do you iron anything anymore at all?
Granddaughter's doll or my napkins, my cloth napkins sometimes. Not much, though. Not clothing.
No, but that used to be a huge task.
Yeah.
You know, get the laundry done, sprinkle everything, roll it up, put it into a laundry bag until it was just barely damp, and then get it out and iron every single thing. I did that.
Do you still have an iron?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I do, too.
I generally bring it out after Thanksgiving when I have to iron the gigantic tablecloths and napkins. But otherwise, it just doesn't happen.
It doesn't occupy your time.
And the other thing is I don't sew everything I wear. I used to sew everything, it seems. I mean, slips.
Really?
You know, clothes for my kids. Cute little hats, beautiful designer clothing, and with seams that were all finished off, and linings.
You had Vogue patterns that you used.
Yeah, I always use Vogue patterns. I've got still a couple dresses in my trunk that's sitting right next to you from when I was a teenager or a little older and made something beautiful that I just couldn't ever give away or get rid of. So,
I used to make Halloween costumes for Jesse.
Oh, but of course. But, you know, clothes, suddenly there were all these clothes that were made in Asia and other parts of the world that were cheap and cute and
easy.
Yep, that's what happened. So, that's what happened to my sewing. Once in a while, I have a sewing machine that is over 50 years old. That I did use back then. It still works, but it hardly ever gets used. So, you know, I've made lots of changes, as you have.
Sure.
Over the years.
Sometimes you don't even notice it.
Right. That's what I was thinking. And we've just done a lot of this stuff. But then when you put it all together and they're saying, well, here's what you have done differently. But maybe I am a modern woman after all.
Yeah, you're more modern than me, but... You know.
How about this? Modern people have food delivered to them by DoorDash or, you know, that's
or all the ingredients to make a meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't do that. I don't need to.
Yeah, I like to cook.
Yeah.
Now that I don't have to cook all the time. And my husband, Mark, does half the cooking. And really, it's a pleasure. But I guess I'm old-fashioned in that regard. And another thing that's different about me from the modern people, younger people right now, is we own our home and we don't have any debts. But most people are renting with no prospect of buying, or maybe they don't even want to. So that's different.
Yeah, we're the same. Own our home and no debts. It's a nice feeling.
Took a long time, though. But, you know, I wonder what next.
Oh, I'll tell you what's next. I read about it the other day.
Oh.
AI girlfriends. so that you don't have to deal with the other side of a woman. You can just, you know, take the good side. And for $10 more a month, you can even do sexual things with them. I don't know how. I just know. What? You're getting an AI girlfriend? And at first it said that people, boys or men, used to hide the fact that they had an AI girlfriend. And now it's like all the rage.
Oh, no. That happened quickly.
Yeah. We're like becoming extinct. You know why? Know. Because we're the bitchin' sisters.
And we're just old and in the way.
Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious, some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. We are Nancy and Janet,
the Bitchin' Sisters.
Music by Hall and Sidnorm.